right, guys. Mark Phillips with Simply Spoken. This is another Simply Spoken on Voice Daily News Flash. Hey, back again talking about something that we don't hear a ton of about in the voice space or in the digital assistant space, and that's the release of the Oracle digital assistant. So Oracle is the back end for a lot of companies today, and so they're still a force to reckon with. And so they have an Oracle digital assistant, which has this kind of AI-powered assistant that connects to back-end applications. And of course, Oracle has quite a few back-end applications. And so it's supposed to be a contextual assistant that's smart enough to kind of understand things that aren't explicitly defined. So the example is, you don't need to say, ask the human capital management bot for the answer. You just ask the question, and then it figures out that it needs to route it to that human capital bot and then do the answer. So that's interesting. So Oracle has a big footprint out there in the enterprise. So it's kind of interesting to see that those guys are also in the space with AR and kind of chatbots and all this. So they bill it as a very sophisticated deep learning technology. And so they do a lot of semantic parsing to understand, how to respond. And so that's an advancement. We'll see. We'll see how that works. So Oracle is not top of mind in the voice space, but I think it's interesting to see those guys, much in the same way that I think Salesforce is trying to open up the enterprise, Microsoft trying to open up the enterprise, will follow Oracle's work in the enterprise and look at what they're able to do on the assistant space. All right, guys, Mark Phillips with Simply Spoken. This is another Simply Spoken on Voice Daily News Flash. Back again tomorrow. Thanks.